The average birth rate to fertile females in these European countries was 1.8 was the average. Some countries, and I think Sweden was one of them, had an even lower rate, like 1.6 or something to that effect. It takes 2.1 to tread water with the current population, 2.5 for it to grow. Anything less than 2.1 spells doom. You've got two generations left or you're done. That means that the Muslims will now be able to accomplish in one generation what they could not accomplish for 800 years of warring, invading, marauding, and attacking. Without having to fire shots, the Muslims, as Erdogan said, will now be able to basically capture territory and peoples and populations in Europe that they had failed to do for over 1,000 years. We are in for a change in the world and in the European landscape, or the way it looks, that few people realize just how, I don't know, why don't you help me out, how bad this is going to be.
Yeah, and why did this happen? Why did we end in this catastrophe? It's because people did not listen to the Catholic Church teachings about contraception, about family, about sexual liberation. I mean, it all went really berserk at the 68 movement, where people really, really turned their back on the church. And now we see the consequences of it. And this is actually, we're dying. I mean, we're committing suicide.
Right.
Which is a grave sin. And that is actually the consequence of not following our Christian commandments and the church teachings. That's what it all comes down to. It is a loss of the Christian faith, and it's because that we have not been nurturing our own Christian culture. And we have dissolved the family. People were getting divorced. People were using contraception just for their own sexual gratification. All these things, you know, selfishness. It all comes down to selfishness. So I think this is it really has a lot to do with the church, and that people in Europe has turned their back, have abandoned the faith. And now we see the consequences.
Well,
and we have a free will. So, I mean, God is now showing us what are the consequences of not following what the church says.